change of blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm filling in today for Thomas and Sam, the hosts of Anything and Everything. My name is Marshall, the host of Hand Me Down Tunes, every other Wednesday at 7 a.m. I'm joined today by my good friend Scott Jackson, and he's going to take over, play some tunes for you. We got a good set for you today, so stay tuned.
Night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? the calling of your heartstrings and play soft and low in all the night's magic. Seems to whisper and hush in all the soft moonlight. Seems to shine in your blush.
Welcome back to the studio. We are coming to you live from rainy Medford, Massachusetts. You just heard Thanksgiving Theme by the Vince Guaraldi Trio off of the Charlie Brown Christmas album, followed by Mood Dance by Van Morrison. I'm again joined by my friend Scott Jackson. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing okay, Marshall. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. So you're coming from Colby College?
I am, yes. Or got back late last night. And I'm just happy to be home, back in my home state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back. So we used to play a lot of music together in high school. We were in the jazz band, played a lot of guitar, and, you know, made various busking videos together.
We did.
So are you keeping up any music at Colby?
Definitely. So, yeah, so we played in the jazz band for, you know, 3 years at Belmont Hill, and when I got to Colby, that was kind of the first thing that I looked for. And so I'm in the big band, and I'm also in a small combo, and I'm also in, you know, a smaller student-run band. We've had a couple of gigs around campus, playing coffee houses and, you know, little festivals and stuff.
Nice.
But, you know, we actually have a really big gig coming up in December. The big band is going down to New York City, and we're going to go play at Lincoln Center. So I'm really, really excited for that. They're going to fly us out there. I think they're putting us up in a 5-star hotel, so that'll be very exciting.
Wow, some great stuff. So got any fun plans for the holiday?
We always stay at my house, so I think the family always comes to us. You know, I gotta be honest, that Thanksgiving Theme, Vince Guaraldi, of course, from the Charlie Brown TV specials, that's got to be one of my favorite albums of all time. And to be honest, I think it's the only Thanksgiving song I know.
Me as well.
Yeah.
You know.
But gosh, it's just, I could play that thing on repeat for months, to be honest. And even when it's not Christmas. I started listening to that album probably like a month ago, just because it was, you know, it was gray and it was cold and I was just in the mood. And I was like, you know what? I don't care that it's October. I want to listen to Christmas music.
Never too early. Yeah. I have to admit, I don't think I'd listened to it till you showed it to me last year. I knew it existed, but I didn't realize just how good it was till you showed it. But anyway, we're going to hand it off the set to Scott. Got a few songs to play for us. What's on the list today?
Yeah, so we got a couple of good ones coming up, and we're going to start it off with Animal Spirits by Wolfpack. One thing about this song, with the Frisbee team at Colby, this song is basically the Frisbee team's theme song. They basically play it at every single practice, and I didn't know it before coming to Colby. I was a huge fan of Wolfpack, but I never knew this song, Animal Spirits, until the Frisbee season, so I really got into it recently, so check it out.
Yeah.
One small caveat, this one hasn't happened yet. It's not the
strongest narrative, but details aren't imperative. What matters is the way it ends, and they've got 16 mutual friends.
It's just that animal spirits, and it's that heartfelt lyrics.
Put them together,
you can hear it.
Checked out their astral chart. This one is a work of art. Now I know she reads astrology, and he can't stand astrology, but he's quick with an apology when he wisecracks the zodiac.
And she's got animal spirits,
and he's got
heartfelt lyrics.
Put them together and
you can hear it.
I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Call it one drink too many, call it pride of a man. It don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start green. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start.
on my way. I am on my way back to where I started. I will always go. These are the places I will always go. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
All right, so once again, that was Animal Spirits by Wolfpack. After that was Neon by John Mayer. And what you just heard was Down in the Valley by The Head and the Heart. It's funny, I think I'm about 10 years late, but currently I am in a very, very heavy John Mayer phase right now. It started probably back in the spring when I got really into Continuum and, you know, Gravity, Stop This Train, all those songs. And that was kind of my thing for basically the spring into the summer. And then as of right now, I'm really into his first album, 2001 album, Room for Squares. And that song Neon that you just heard is from that album. But relating to The Head and the Heart, I actually saw them recently about a month ago in Portland at Thompson's Point. Which was a lot of fun. Funny story about the song Down in the Valley, actually, is that our friend Will Ryan actually texted both me and Marshall and was, you know, just kind of saying, you know, hey, you know, I found this song Down in the Valley. It reminded me of you too. Check it out. And so, you know, we did. And then 6 days later, I went and saw The Head and the Heart play that song live, which was just a very, very strange coincidence. But yeah, so anything from Wolfpack to Head in the Heart, very, really varied set, but I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to pass things on to Marshall now, who's going to take it away.
Loved the songs. All great. I actually saw John Mayer play with Dead & Company last week on Friday. And sometimes you don't realize just how talented of a guitarist he is, but he was shredding out there with them, and it was amazing. Yeah. Great stuff.
No, I mean, he's got some bad... You know, in the past, he's kind of got some bad media attention as kind of being definitely. An egotistic guy, but God, he's talented.
Yeah. He's so good. Mm. Yeah, so I'm going to play a few songs for you guys. To preface, last night I actually saw Chris Thiele live at the Sanders Theater, and I went with my family. Happy late birthday to my brother, by the way. It was his request. But we weren't really sure what we were in for, because he's played in so many bands... mostly with accompaniment, but he came out with just him and his mandolin. And at first I was a little skeptical. I wasn't sure how he would keep us entertained for a whole night with just a mandolin, but it was incredible. I have no words for what he's able to do with that instrument. But it was crazy. I don't even know what to say. He played some Bach in there, just thrown in between two random songs. Classic. And his voice is incredible too. So while he's shredding away at the mandolin, he's an incredible singer at the same time. So I'm going to play a song by one of his bands, Nickel Creek.
Suppose you caught her name. making our prayers holier. Satisfied the love that she gave us to each other.
Tell me, why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight.
life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook. Can disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get high. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Aren't you, boy, with your quiet voice and impeccable style? Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle, when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired.
Welcome back to the studio. We are doing our best to keep your spirits up on this gloomy Wednesday. You just heard A Love of Mine by Nickel Creek off of Dotted Line, Vienna by Billy Joel off of The Stranger, and lastly, The Joke by Brandi Carlile, a single off her new album coming out in February called By the Way, I Forgive You.
So excited for that album.
Yeah,
when was the last time Brandi came out with something? Was it Foxcatchers?
That sounds right.
Something, was that the last one?
Yeah.
And like the fact that the album art was painted by Scott Avett is, when I saw that on Instagram, I was just absolutely blown away. Just two of my favorite artists just, you know, coming together on something like that. And then the stuff she said about Scott Avett, you know, about him being one of the greatest artists of our generation, yeah. I think, is really powerful.
Yeah.
And I think for me anyway, and probably for you too, I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, well, and you know, she kind of started off by saying, you know, many people don't know this, and it's true, because, you know, the Avett brothers, and especially the individual, like Scott Avett and Seth Avett, aren't, you know, widely known that much, if yeah. not, you know, their music. But yeah, for people like you and me who, you know, just bond over our love for the
yeah,
Avett brothers.
For reference, we have a little bit of an obsession with the Avett brothers. When I said we played guitar together in high school,
it was
we pretty much just played Avett brothers.
Exclusively.
And that was it.
Yeah. But and artist in every sense of the word, you know, meaning
exactly.
you know, a musician and a painter, yeah. any kind of just
And a poet
and yeah. you know, a songwriter, and he just inspires in so many different mediums. Just makes that statement, the fact that he's, you know, one of the greatest artists of our generation, very yeah. true for, you know, people like you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people say that good music nowadays is, it's kind of over, like it was all old, but I think it's just harder to find now. But some of the music being made today is, I think, just as good as old music.
Yeah.
As much as I love old music, I am very loyal to the oldies.
More than I am, but.
When I came across the Avett Brothers, it was a whole new world.
Yeah. But. It's almost like a revival, almost.
If you yeah, exactly.
Which is cool.
But, yeah, hopefully it makes a stronger comeback. But.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Marshall, I think you're going to keep it going here.
Yeah, I got a few more tunes for you guys, but first we're going to have Scott read us a quick PSA.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Scott. That was excellent. All right, let's get back into the tunes, starting off with a song by The Band.
Virgil Caine is a name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just by May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They went, la 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 la. Thank you.
what you are and what you're meant to be. Speaks his name, though you were born to be. Born to be, Cassidy. Lost now on the country miles in his Cadillac. I can tell by the way you smile.
Welcome back one last time to 91.5 WMFO Medford. You just heard The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by The Band. And next you heard Cassidy Live by The Grateful Dead off of one of my favorite Grateful Dead albums, Reckoning. And before we sign off, I'm going to hand it back to Scott for a few more songs.
Yeah, thank you. Marshall, I'd just like to thank you for having me. This has been a blast on my first time. My first radio experience. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs before I go. One to my family, mom and dad, Emily, listening from home. My guy, Chris King, listening all the way out from Central Mass. And anybody else listening in the West Falmouth crew. And lastly, Chloe Grace, who brought this song we're going to play next to my attention, called Out of My Mind by the Arcs. And again, thank you, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'd just like to give a quick thanks to everyone out there listening. Thanks to Thomas, a member of my a cappella group, for letting me cover for him while he's away for Thanksgiving break. Thank you, Scott, so much for joining me today. It's been a ton of fun. Big thanks to my family and my parents for all they've done for me. And I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Enjoy your turkey and stuffing and being with your family, and go Patriots.
Mirror will admire how the flame quickly open-ended life and never trap myself in nothing. Let's find something new to talk about. Trap myself in nothing. I was told to keep an open-ended life, to never trap yourself in nothing.